Country music has a rich heritage filled with thousands of songs by hundreds of artists whose talent has made a deep and lasting impression on many of the popular songs we hear today. Now I invite you to listen as we turn back the years to once again enjoy the music of many of the talented entertainers who have gone before. I'm Ron Barlow, and these are my memories on the Country Cavalcade. For more than 40 years, Porter Wagoner has been a major star of country music. And even though he has not had a major solo hit in more than 20 years, he is still one of the most popular stars of the Grand Ole Opry and is designated as an official Goodwill Ambassador at Opryland. One of country music's hardest workers, Porter Wagoner started his musical career in the early 50s, appearing on several different Missouri radio stations. As he learned his trade and worked toward stardom in Nashville, it was 2 years after signing with RCA Records, in fact he had been dumped by the label, that Porter came up with his very first chart hit in 1954. It was an up-tempo song, a fun song, called simply, Company's Coming, Porter Wagoner, and his first hit single on our Country Cavalcade show today.
Oh, Mama, I'm excited. I'm almost out of breath. What I saw like to made me run myself to death. I was on the mountainside when I looked down below. And glory be, I thought I'd better come and let you know that we've got company coming. Company coming, we've got company coming up the road. Day down the road, about a mile, they'll be here in a little while. There's company coming up the road. Change your apron, and Willie, shine your shoes. Sally, put your new dress on, we got no time to lose. I'll go find a welcome mat and spread it out with cheer. I don't know yet just who they are, can't make them out from here. But we got company coming, company coming. We got company coming up the road. They coming up the mountainside. Susie, don't you run and hide, there's company coming up the road. We'll run out to the hen house and wring a neck or two. We'll have chicken and dumplings and some yaller gravy too. Grandpa, get your fiddle down, they might want a tune. Everybody hurry, cause them folks will be here soon. We've got company coming, company coming. We've got company coming up the road. Land of Goshen's Isle, how they'll be here any minute now. There's company coming up the road.
Company coming, the very first hit that Porter Wagoner had recorded, and at that time he had been dropped by the label RCA Victor. Well, his next hit came the following year and stayed at the top of the country charts for 4 big weeks. It was a classic and has continued to be one of the great country music classics, called A Satisfied Mind.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way. But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once I was waiting in fortune and fame, everything that I dreamed for to get a start in life's game. But suddenly it happened, I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind. Money can't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a love that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times compared to the man satisfied mind. When life has ended, my time has run out, my friends and my loved ones I'll leave, there's no doubt. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
It's interesting to note that Porter Wagoner actually bought the recording session for that out of his own pocket, and it turned out to be a gigantic hit for him. Not only was it a big hit for Porter Wagoner, but it was also recorded by other groups and turned out to be very successful for Glenn Campbell, the Byrds, Bob Dylan, Red Foley, and Gene Shepherd. All had big hit songs from that song, A Satisfied Mind. Well, very rapidly, RCA quickly re-signed Porter Wagoner in 1956. In 1957, he joined the cast of the Grand Ole Opry and relocated in Nashville. That year, I Thought I Heard You Calling My Name went to number 11, and Porter Wagoner was back on the road once again as a successful country singer.
You said goodbye to me this morning with only these words to explain. You say you found someone you love better, but I still hear your voice call my name. I thought I it's so strange. I'm talking, but there's no one beside me, for I thought I heard you calling my name.
Cavalcade Show featuring Porter Wagoner and the Wagon Masters. Now, it's interesting to note that in 1958, Jim Reeves was using the name Wagon Masters for his band. However, he had a big hit song called Lonely Blue Boy. He changed the name to the Blue Boys after that 1958 hit, and Porter Wagoner picked up the name the Wagon Masters for his group. He started hosting a half-hour syndicated TV show in 1960, featuring the band and former Ozark Jubilee singer Norma Jean. In 1961, Your Old Love Letters returned him to the top 10 on the country chart.
Today I burned your old love letters. I burned them slowly, one by one,
one by one,
before I'd light the flame, I'd read them to try and find the wrongs I'd done. The first you wrote me was the sweetest. The
for Porter Wagoner in 1961, but it was at the end of the year he was to score his next number one song. In fact, the first number one song he would have in 6 years, but it was a big one called Misery Loves Company.
So break out the bottle. My home friend,
just left my home friend,
where I couldn't sleep,
I couldn't sleep,
for missing a woman,
missing a woman,
that I couldn't keep,
I couldn't keep.
She just walked out and left me for somebody else. Now her memory keeps haunting me when I'm by myself. Loud. Come on, sit at my table. one.
I'm not the first one.
Who's lost everything?
Lost everything.
To a false hearted woman.
False hearted woman.
With a false hearted dream.
False hearted dream.
But this is the first time I've suffered myself. All by myself. So break out the bottle. Bring on the crowd. Tell funny stories. Turn the jukebox up loud. Come on, sit at my table. Where the drinks are on me.
Company, written by Jerry Reed, of all people, another number one song, and one that Porter Wagoner needed. He had developed a very interesting outlook toward his recording and toward his shows. He was doing a lot of TV shows, of course, taping them, making records, doing stage appearances, and he had learned from Red Foley that it took more than just a good voice to be a country star or to be a top entertainer. You also had to have some style, and you had to develop a persona. So Porter began to wear very bright outfits, embroidered with big wagon wheels and cactuses, and his band followed suit, wearing very colorful outfits and putting on a show. Mac McGahey, the Dancing Fiddler, for instance, and Don Warden and others in the band added to the show. That became a very big touring show for Porter Wagoner in the 1960s. Well, the hits kept coming along. In 1962, it was a song called Cold Dark Water.
In tomorrow's newspaper, you'll read about me. But they won't tell the story I know. For they'll only say he plunged yesterday to the cold dark waters below. I guess it all started the day we first met. Promised that you love me so, and I never thought it would end in regret in the cold dark waters below. And I hope your conscience hurts so. All the tears that I've cried will be easy to hide in the cold dark waters below. Now I hear them running to try stop me. They're shouting, oh, don't let him go. But it's far too late, and I'll soon meet my fate in the cold dark waters below. In the cold dark waters below.
Featuring Porter Wagoner on this country cavalcade, Porter Wagoner and his Wagon Masters, and some of the great songs that he recorded in the 1950s and 60s. In 1965, Porter Wagoner recorded one of the biggest hits that he was to have. It was a song that would not only go to the top of the country charts, but a pop version by Tom Jones turned out to be a number one pop chart entrance also. A song that is a very strong piece of material about a man who is getting ready to go into the death chamber at a prison. And he remembers his life, his childhood, and growing up, and the green, green grass of
the home. Old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. And down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms are reached, smiling sweetly. It's so good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walked with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at these four gray walls that surround me. And I realize that I was only dreaming. For there's a garden, there's a sad old padre, arm in arm we'll walk at daybreak, when again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. They'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree, as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
1965 giant for Porter Wagoner, and it's interesting to note that the recitation skills were actually developed in the mid-1950s, in 1956. He had a great recitation record called What Would You Do If Jesus Came to Your House? Well, the hit of 1965 was followed by another very strong recitation in 1966. It was called Skid Row Joe.
Skid Row Last night, that's who I found in the dirty part of town. Lost, forgotten, with no place to go. Tormented with a bitter taste, outcast by the human race. A mask of torture was the face of Skid Row Joe. He walked up to where I stood on the street, said, "Pardon me, mister. Now don't get me wrong, I don't want your money, though heaven knows I could use it. But you see, this is my home. And you see the other bar down the street? Well, that's my home too. I noticed you staring at me a while ago. You recognized me, didn't you?" I said, "Yeah, Joe, I know who you are. You was one time a real famous singing star, one of my favorites." He said, "Well, I guess you heard they took my babies away from me." I said, "Yeah, Joe, I read about it in the papers." Then he turned his head away and I saw the tears fall into place. And he turned to me and said, "You know, mister, this is the only place in the world that I'm not ashamed to show my face. But I'm going to quit. Yes, sir, I'm going to quit.
And I'm gonna shave and comb my hair and get me a clean white shirt. Then I'm gonna walk up to her door. When she answers, I'm gonna stand up real proud and tall. Then I'm gonna get on my knees. And I'll say, sweetheart, if you'll take me back, I'll spend the rest of my life making up to you for what I've done. I'm so ashamed of myself, and this I want you to know. Then I'm gonna take my two little babies, and I'm gonna hold them so close to me, I ain't gonna never let them go. I guess I should have told him then that she'd already remarried again. But after hearing what he'd said to me, why, there wasn't no way I could add to his misery. So I said, good luck, my best to you.
Skid Row.
A very strong song that certainly worked very, very well for Porter Wagoner, The Story of Skid Row Joe. Well, the following year, 1967, was to turn out to be another very successful year for Porter Wagoner, mostly because of this great song written by Bill Anderson. Bill, in fact, wrote other songs for Porter that were great hits, but in 1967, it was The Cold Hard Facts of Life.
Back in town a day before I'd planned to. I smiled and said, I'll sure surprise my wife. I don't think I'll phone, I'll just head on home. For I didn't know the cold hard facts of life. I passed a little wine store on the corner. I pictured pink champagne by candlelight. I stopped the car right then, got out and hurried in. My mind not on the cold hard facts of life.
A stranger stood there laughing by the counter.
He said, I'll take two bottles of your best.
Her husband's out of town and there's a party.
He winked as if to say, you know the rest. I left the store two steps behind the stranger. From there to my house, his car stayed in sight. But it wasn't till he turned into my drive that I learned I was witnessing the cold hard facts of life.
I drove around the block till I was dizzy.
Each time the noise came louder from within.
And then I saw our bottle there beside me.
And I drank a fifth of courage and walked in. Lord, you should have seen their frantic faces. They screamed and cried, please put away that knife. I guess I'll go to hell, or I'll rot here in this cell. But who taught who the cold hard facts of life?
Who taught who the cold hard facts of life?
A Bill Anderson song that gave Porter Wagoner a number one song, The Cold Hard Facts of Life. Our next recording is a very similar type song, Sorrow on the Rocks, another hit for Porter Wagoner from the early 1960s.
Just pour me sorrow on the rocks, bartender, sorrow on the rocks will do. I'm trying to drown my troubles, so make it a double.
The seat of my pants is slick from a bar stool, and my hand's in the shape of a glass. My eyes look like a road map of Georgia, and it's a shame I've lost my class. One broken heart can do strange things to a fella who can't take pain. But in this 100-proof condition, I ain't in no position to take her back again.
So pour me sorrow on the rocks, bartender, sorrow on the rocks will do.
Looks like the hair on my head ain't never met a comb, and my face is a bearded mess. My hand shakes lightly, and I have to walk lightly, or a wee from right to left. The music on the jukebox don't mean a thing, 'cause I'm too far gone for a song. I sure feel bad, 'cause my baby ain't here, and I'm sorry that I done her wrong.
So pour me sorrow on the rocks, bartender, sorrow on the rocks will do. I'm trying to drown my troubles, so make it a double. So pour me sorrow on the rocks, bartender, sorrow on the rocks will do. I'm trying to drown my troubles, so make it a double.
Porter Wagoner, our feature artist on this country cavalcade. In 1967, Norma Jean retired to start a family, and that upset a lot of people because they thought Norma Jean had been forced off of the show, and she was a very popular entertainer. Even though she had recorded very few singles herself, she and Wagoner had done many duets together, and she was a very popular star on his TV show. Porter replaced her with Dolly Parton, and there was some resentment for a while because Dolly was a virtual unknown. She had had a couple of hits on the Monument label, but she and Porter began recording together. Here's a little sample of the type of thing that they did that won them many, many awards as a great country duet.
I believe we have the right combination. Our love and happiness both seem so strong. Firm foundation that our love can build and last forever on.
There'll be times when you may doubt my reasons, but I know your love will always make a way. Searching for the right one, and they'll grasp at any one of love's sensations.
But you and I will search no more, for we have found it.
Yes, we have, honey.
You and I have found the right combination.
I believe we
of a sudden there was a new voice in country music, a new face in country music that we were to become very, very familiar with, the voice and face of Miss Dolly Parton. Here's another example of their work that I think is exceptional. I really enjoy this one because it not only features some fine singing, but again calls on the recitation skills of Porter Wagoner. It's a story that they put together. It's kind of a sad story called Jeannie's Afraid of the Dark.
Her two little feet would come running into our bedroom almost every night. Her soft little face would be wet from her tears, and her little heart pounding with fright. She'd hold out her arms, then she'd climb in beside us. In a small voice we'd hear her remark, "Mommy and Daddy, can I sleep here with you? 'Cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark." One day in the summer, we took some flowers to place on some old family graves. Jeannie said, "Mommy, ain't it dark in the ground? Oh, Daddy, I'd be so afraid." Then she looked up at her daddy and me and said something that broke both our hearts. She said, "When I die, please don't bury me, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark."
Jeannie was always afraid of the dark, and we never could understand why. 'Cause we looked after Jeannie with the very best of care, because Jeannie was our only child. Perhaps it was death that she was so afraid of, 'cause it took her one dark, stormy night. I think we always knew that we'd never see Jeannie grown, 'cause it seemed that she was destined to die. But on Jeannie's grave, we placed an eternal flame that glows and never loses its spark. And on the darkest night, there's always a light, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Our Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton, and one of their very, very strong recordings, recordings that won them the Country Music Association Song of the Year nomination, and also Duet of the Year awards for several years in a row. Well, speaking of the Song of the Year, here's one that came out in 1968, another Bill Anderson song that went to the top of the charts and became the Country Music Association Song of the Year. Porter Wagoner's recording of the Carroll County Accident.
Carroll County's pointed out as kind of square. The biggest thing that happens is the county fair. I guess that's why it seemed like such a big event, what we all call the Carroll County Accident. The wreck was on the highway just inside the line. Walter Browning lost his life, and for a time it seemed that Mary Ellen Jones would surely die. But she lived long enough for her to testify. Walter Browning was a happy married man, and he wore a golden wedding ring upon his hand. But it was gone, nobody knew just where it went. He lost it in the Carroll County accident. Mary Ellen
one testified he flagged her down. Said he was sick and could she drive him into town. No one even doubted what she said was true, 'cause she was well respected in the county too. I went down to see the wreck like all the rest, the bloody seats, the broken glass, the tangled mess. But I found something no one else had even seen, behind the dash in Mary's crumpled up machine. A little matchbox circled by a rubber band, and inside the ring from Walter Browning's hand. It took a while to figure out just what it meant, the truth about the Carroll County accident. By dark of night, I dropped the ring into a well and took a sacred oath that I would never tell the truth about the Carroll County accident, 'cause the county ordered Dad a marble monument. I lost him in the Carroll County accident.
Well, that's a song that not only was a great hit for Porter Wagoner, but also led to superstardom for the guy that wrote it, Bill Anderson. Next up, a novelty song that turned out to be a great favorite. It was not a strong song. It was not a number one song, in fact. But everybody enjoyed Porter Wagoner and The Big Wind's a-comin'.
From daylight till dusk, we've been a-workin' in the dust, picking cotton, working side by side. Well, I can't forget, yes, I remember yet, the way my daddy looked at me and cried. Big wind's coming, listen to the humming, hurry up, son, be quick, don't stop. You know we can't be slow, take the kids and get below, if we don't hurry, surely get us all. Well, I ran across the field, so scared my lip was sealed, to warn my mom the storm was on its way. Well, I knew I'd won my race when I saw my mammy's face, and the way she looked at me and said, big winds are coming, listen to the humming, hurry up, son, be quick, don't stall. You know we can't be slow, take the kids and get below, if we don't hurry, it'll surely get us all. Oh, but Dad was in the cellar, and by now the sky was yellow, wind was a-blowing, trees were a-falling. And outside I heard him crying, and as he lay there dying, it seemed I could still hear him calling, son. Big winds a-coming, listen to the humming, hurry up, son, be quick, don't stall. You know we can't be slow, take the kids and get below, if it don't hurry, it'll surely get us all. Big wind, coming.
Big wind a coming, big wind a going. Porter Wagoner on our country cavalcade, featuring this great name in country music, a name that still is heard almost every weekend on the Grand Ole Opry. Well, Porter and Dolly continued to work the Opry. They toured, they did a TV show together, and her own talents became very clear by the early 1970s, and at that time, Porter was recording his final top 10 solo. In 1972, his last number one song, What Ain't to Be, Might Just Happen.
I've learned to live my life just a little bit lighter, gonna look on the lonely days a little bit brighter. My heart's been throwed around, it ain't done enough laughing. What is to be will be, what ain't to be just might happen. It don't do no good to
worry none. Just turned your hair gray while you're still young. Love can make you sing, start your hands to clapping. What is to be will be, what ain't to be just might happen. You can't never tell when love might find you. Could be miles away or right beside you. Some makes you hurt real bad, some makes you happy. What is to be will be, what ain't to be just might happen. It don't do no good to worry none. Just turned your hair gray while you're young. Love can make you sing, start your hands a clapping. What is to be will be, what ain't to be just might happen. I had a love one time send me out on a ledge, 14 stories high, standing on the edge. I don't want that kind no more to start my world a-cracking. What is to be will be, what ain't to be just might happen. It don't do no good to worry none. Just turns your hair gray while you're young. Love can make you sing, start your hands a-clapping. What is to be will be, and what ain't to be just might happen. What is to be will be, what ain't to be just might happen.
Well, even though that was Porter Wagoner's last number one song, it was not the end of his career by any long shot, because he continued to record and he had some very interesting songs. Now, here's one that he came up with that's very much a departure from his usual style. He wrote the song, and then in this particular instance, added a lot of electronic effects to come up with some very strange sounds. And maybe a forerunner to the psychedelic sounds that we were to hear many years later. But in the early 1970s, it was something very much different, especially for Porter Wagoner when he recorded The Rubber Room.
In a building tall with a stone wall around, there's a rubber room. When a man sees things and hears sounds that's not there, he's headed for the rubber room. Illusions in a twisted mind to save from self-destruction. It's the rubber room where a man can run into the wall till his strength makes him fall and lie still and wait for help in the rubber room. From his blurry vision of doom, a cycle in the rubber room. The man in the room right next to mine screams a woman's name, hits the wall in vain. He's in the rubber room. I hear footsteps pounding on the floor. God, I hope they don't stop at my door. I'm in the rubber room. Now they've come to get me, but they find I'm a-screaming pretty words, trying to make them rhyme. I'm in the rubber room.
Well, that was actually included on the album What Ain't to Be Might Just Happen. Porter was to have another top 20 song. It did not go above 20 on the charts, but it was another hit in 1972, a song which he had recorded called A World Without Music. Very interesting recording, one of his last hit singles.
Once my world was filled with music, sweet and low. When your love was mine and mine alone. Now my world has lost its melody. And my world is without music since you've left me. A world without music, not a song to sing. Days filled with silence and nights never ending. You see how lonely the world would be if the whole world had no music like me. Can you find it in your heart to try again? To sing, and the music that has died will live again, but my world will have no music until then. A world without music, not a song to sing. Days filled with silence and nights never ending. Can't you see how lonely the world would be if the whole world had no music like me?
Porter Wagoner's If the Whole World Was Without Music. He and Dolly continued to do some hit duets in the early 70s, but Dolly's career very clearly was just beginning, and ironically, Porter's was beginning to hit a low spot. Dolly wrote the song that was to become his final top 20 record in 1975. He recorded this song, and it turned out to be a hit for him. In the meantime, Dolly had already left the organization. In fact, in 1974, she went on. There was a lot of bitter wrangling over their business ventures, and that went on for a long time. Finally, they made up and have done some appearances together fairly recently. But the last song that Porter Wagoner was to chart was a song that Dolly had written called the Carolina Moonshine.
On yonder side of the Smoky Mountains, hidden away in the Carolina hills, guarded by the trees and the weeds and the bushes, Buford Ellis runs a moonshine still. Buford Ellis is the kind of feller that don't care a bit if he's a breaking the law. The fact that whiskey making ain't legal don't seem to bother old Buford at all. 'Cause he's a Carolina moonshiner, making that moonshine, breaking his spell. A Carolina moonshiner, if the law don't get him in the moonshine mill. Yeah.
sunshiner's all that he be. That's what most folks say about him. At least he's a-feeding his wife and kids. And he's a Carolina moonshiner, a-making that moonshine, drinking his beer. A Carolina moonshiner, if the law don't get him, then the moonshine will. Cause he's a Carolina moonshiner, a-making that moonshine, drinking his beer.
The life and times of Porter Wagoner, his great hits, the hits that took him through the years, the late 50s, 60s, 70s, and of course, Porter Wagoner continues to be one of the very popular stars of the Grand Ole Opry, and if you go to Opryland, there is a possibility that Porter Wagoner will be there to greet you as the official ambassador for Opryland. You've been listening to some of the classic country and western songs that have set the standard for much of today's popular music. These are some of my memories. I'm Ron Barlow, and this has been the Country Cavalcade.